Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
In his name. There's authority in
his name. There's justice in his name. There's healing in his name. There's deliverance in his name. So we will forever lift up that great and mighty name of Jesus. Yes, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. I am your host and preacher of the hour, Reverend Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're coming to you today to bless you with the word of God. For the word of God says, if I be lifted up, he said that I will draw all men unto him. So we want to lift the Lord Jesus' name up. We want to give him all of the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. But this is the day that he has made, and we will forever rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, you have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. Tell them that they need to hear the word of God from a woman of God, from a vessel that God is using to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, to be able to bring deliverance and to save their soul. So here we get ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you want to do. God, we thank you, God, because you are our Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you this morning for being Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being our healer today. God, we need you, God, to heal all over the land, God. We need you to touch the people right now, God. God, to heal the ear. God, that they'll be able to hear. God, that they'll be able to hear what the Spirit said unto them, to stand unto that church, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, your word say, if we delight ourselves in you, God, you said, God, that you would give us the desires of our heart. So, Father, this day, God, all over the nation, God calls people to delight themselves in you, God, that you would give them the desires of their heart. And, Father, I ask you, Lord, God, let them recognize you, God, that you are God, and there is no other God. Lord, I ask you, God, to keep them today, God. I ask you, God, to keep them, God, in perfect peace. God, you said that you would keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed, that is stayed upon you. And I ask you, Lord, to do it even now. Thank you, God, for every listener that's tuned in on today. God, to hear what thus says the word of God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done, God, and what you're about to do, God, this day and this hour. And this we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you listen to Reverend Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and we're here preaching the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that's able to save our soul, that's able to bring deliverance, that's able to set the captives free. For whom the Son has made free, it is free. They are free indeed. We are going to be speaking from the 14th chapter of St. John this morning. And I want to let you know that the word of God is so powerful. The word of God never changes. The word of God is here to bring illumination, to bring light, to bring clarity, to bring understanding, to give you that wisdom and knowledge that you need in a time in that we're living in. So we're going to begin today in the New Testament at the 14th chapter of John, and we're going to start at that first verse, and the word of God says, let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God, believe also in me. Don't permit your heart to be troubled. Don't let the enemy permit your heart to be troubled. The word of God says, ye believe in God. You that believe in God, believe also in me. And you know, God was speaking as he was talking to the disciples. He knew that he was getting ready to be betrayed. He knew that Judas was going to betray him, and he had to see speaking, and he also told Peter that Peter was going to deny him as well. But here the Lord's giving, letting them know. I believe the Lord is confident to let them know, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. But ye believe in God. Yes, I'm going away, but I'm coming back again. That's good news this morning. I'm going away, but I am coming back again. And we know in the mighty name of Jesus that we know when they crucified Jesus on the cross, when we know when they put the thongs upon his head, we know when they put the when they pierced him in his side, we know that when he had let them, he had given his life. They didn't take it, but he had given his life. That was his mission. That was his way of coming to save you and me. See, it wasn't that any lamb or any bull or any calf or anything else could have paid the price for us. No human being could have paid the price for us, for our salvation. But Jesus put that ultimate price, paid that ultimate price for you and for me. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe here the word of God is letting them know, don't let your heart be troubled. And this is a message to the nation this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. The word of God says, ye believe in me. All of you that believe in Christ Jesus. I mean, I know that the wicked, their heart will be troubled. I know that the people that don't believe God, that their heart is going to be troubled. But I'm talking about to the people of God today. I know sometimes that things come and our heart be troubled, our heart will be fearful sometimes, but we have to stand and we have to know the word of God. We have to know who we are in him, because the word of God said, great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So therefore, that if we know who God is, if we believe in the word of God, if we know God, then he said that we're going to be with him. He said, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Oh, my God. He said, my Father's house. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he said, not only am I going to prepare a place, he said, I'm going now. I'm going, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I believe that is good news. Somebody ought to say, that's good news. That is good news to the believer. That is good news to those that are doing all that they can to stand in these last and evil days. Those that the days are evil, the times are evil. There are wicked people that are around about us. But the word of God tells us that he is going and he's going to prepare a place for you, and he's going to replace prepare a place for me. Jesus is going, but he will come back. He has gone, but he will come back again. We know that. Yes, Jesus came after, even after the resurrection, because Jesus, he was able to resurrect himself. He was able to come back and show himself to the disciples and let them see that what that he was. Thomas, he told him to put his hand on his side and his hand put the place where they had nailed him on the cross. But yet, I'm not still on the cross. I'm not on the cross. I want to let you know that I rose from the dead. I want you to know that I'm alive and I am well. But yet, I am going away. I'm not going to be here with you in the flesh anymore, but I'm going away, but I am I'm coming back again. And I want you to know the day that Jesus, he is coming back again. Jesus, we need to put that in our heart and know that Jesus, he has gone away, but he is coming back again. And even as he has gone away, he has left that comforter with you, that he will walk with you, that will lead you, that will guide you into all truth. So here we find here in the Word of God that it's so confident. It's just like, you know, I can't even compare it per se to Jesus in his coming. But when it's like, you know, if you want to think it, and think of this in this way, that when your mother has gone away, she's gone on a trip, or your father has gone on a trip and said that, you know, I'm going, but I'm coming back again. I will be back at a certain date. Now, Jesus didn't tell us the day or the hour that he's coming back. But when he says that he is coming back, that you can rely on it, you can know that he is coming back again. He will come back again, and he will come back for you. He's coming back for you, and he's coming back for me. So therefore, he let his disciples know that I am going away, but I am coming back again. And then he said, and in that fourth verse, it said, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, he's talking to Thomas, he said, I am the way. Come on, let's get it right. Let me tell you straight off. Let me let you know now. He said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth, and I am the life. I mean, he said a mouthful. I am the way. If you're looking for a way, there is no other way but Jesus. If somebody else has told you that somebody else is the way, that in order to see Jesus, in order to have eternal life, in order to have know Jesus in the hereafter, it is no other way in order to get to Jesus and to know him but by the word of God. For the word of God let us know, he said, even this morning, he said, I am the way. He said straight off. You want it straight? You want to know truth? Jesus said, I am the way. Then he said that he is the truth. And he said that he is the light. So it's three different things that he said. You know, I am the way. There's no other way but by me. If you try to come any other way, you're coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that you can have life and that you can have it more abundantly. It's not any other way that we can get to Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Don't be deceived. There is a spirit of deception in the land. There is a spirit that will tell you that there are many ways and that you can do it any way in order to get to Jesus Christ. But Jesus let you know that I am the way, I am the truth. The Bible said, ye shall know truth, and the truth will make you free. He said he is the truth. You know, everything else can be a lie. But Jesus said that I am the truth. He said, I am the light. I am the light. I am the L-I-F-E. And he said, no man, listen to me this morning, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Don't even think it. Don't even think that you will come to the Father except you come by me. If ye had known me, he said, ye should have known my Father. He made it perfect, my Father. Also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And Philip said, to him, Lord, show us the Father. Because it already said unto him that he already let him know that he said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not the way. So Jesus told Thomas what he meant and what is the way. He said that I am the way. And then Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. That it suffices us, it satisfies us. Just show us the Father. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, listen this morning, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what the word of God is saying. Don't take Dr. McCoy's word here this morning, but I want you to look here in the 14th chapter of St. John in that New Testament at that 9th verse. And Jesus is saying here, he said to him, let's read it again. He said, have I so long time with you, and yet has thou not known me, Philip? Now, he's talking to Philip, but this morning, he is talking to you as well. He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou, then show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the word. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me. For the very word's sake, he's talking to Philip. He's talking to you this morning. I speak unto you. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. See, when we speak in clarity when we speak from the word of God. It's Christ. You know, I love what Paul said. In the word of God, in Galatians 2:20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but is a Christ that liveth within me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. So here Jesus is saying, believe me in that 11th verse, that I am in the Father, and the Father, and the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe for the very work's sake. You've seen what I've done. You've seen what I've showed you. You've seen the miracles. You've seen the healing. You've seen as I walk with you day by day. You heard me as I talk with you. You see all of that, Philip. You see all of that, people of the world, the people of God. You've seen that. So I want you to believe that the Father is in me and I in the Father. And then in that 12th verse, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, listen, the works that I do. See, this is for you this morning. I don't know what your name is. My name is Mary. But hear what the word of the Lord is saying. If the word of God says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. So hear the word of God letting us know, if you believe in him, the works that he does, you're going to do those works. You're going to do greater work is that you want to ask God. You need God to move on your behalf. He said, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. See, that's the key. He said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatsoever ye shall ask. I believe you ought to underline that this morning. In that 13th verse of the 14th chapter of John, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. My God. He said, ask anything. Just think about that. Just meditate upon that. He said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. That is so sound to me. That sounds like all I have to do is believe, all I have to do is ask it in his name. What is it that you need God to do for you today? Is it a healing? Do you need to be delivered? Remember that Syrophoenician woman that had the child, and the child had an unclean spirit, and she came to Jesus that Jesus could heal her daughter and cast out that spirit out of a daughter? She needs something but a daughter. What about the man that was born blind from his mother's womb? And from what about him? He was blind. He never seen the sun. He never seen the moon. He never did look in his mother's eyes or his father. He never knew he heard voices, but yet he could not see. What happened? Jesus called this man that was blind from his mother's womb. He called this man to be able to see again. What is it that you need? Did the devil lie to you? Did the devil say that you had an infirmity and you were going to die and not going to live? Did the devil tell you that you had cancer and you were going to die? Did the devil tell you that you were going to ever speak again? Or was the devil tell you that you were going to ever get that house that you want, or that car that you want, or that job that you want? Did the devil lie to you and tell you? What did the word of God say? The word of God says this morning from the 14th chapter of John, and that 14th verse, remember that, it said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Not somebody else. I will do it. So we have to stand on the word of God. For the word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or not one tittle of his word going to fail. So who are we going to believe? And what report are we going to believe? We're going to have to stand on the word of God. That's why we have to know God. That's how we have to trust God. That's why we have to rely on him. That's why we have to depend on him. That's how we got to know the Father. We got to know that he let us know that he let us know even in the word. He say that I am that I am. So he confirmed who he is. You got to know who Jesus is. And then when we began to look at the word of God, I am so excited about the word of God, because God is speaking to his people this morning. Somebody has been troubled. Somebody has been overly concerned about situation in their life. Somebody has been stressing. Somebody is in distress. Somebody is in turmoil. Somebody has been afflicted. The enemy has tried to afflict you and cause you not to stand. It caused a lot of difficulty in your life. know, the Bible let us know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said that he came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. We know that the word of God says, as believe, I'm talking about believers right now. The Bible says, even as he suffered in the flesh, to arm ourselves likewise to suffer. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to go through some situation in your life, because you will. As being a believer, you are going to go through something. And you that are going to be saved today, you that will give your life to Christ today, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that you're not going to go through something. If Jesus went through something, you're going to go through something. But the confident thing is the word of God said, he said, let not your heart be troubled. But ye believe in God, believe also in me. And then at that 14th verse again, he said, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. He's going to do it. Whatever that you ask, believe. I believe that he is able to do. Don't you remember he was talking to Mary and Martha? Remember when Mary and Martha was on the scene and the brother Lazarus, whom Jesus loved, I mean, he was sick, and Jesus was away with the disciples. They had sent word for him to come and for that Lazarus to be healed, and Jesus purposely did not come. I mean, he comes. Sometimes we question God, why? God, why aren't you here? God, why aren't you here? Why aren't you coming? I can imagine what Mary and Martha was feeling when they was waiting for Jesus to come and to heal Lazarus. I mean, come on. And yet, the Lord did not come. It did not. It wasn't that he didn't know. It didn't, wasn't because of he didn't love Lazarus. But it was so that he can manifest himself, that he can show himself unto them and to the world, that he can show himself to you and I, that we can see the magnificent, the awesome power, oh my God, of the Most High God. So Jesus, he waited a while, then he decided that he was going to go, and he was going to, they were going to go. And because he was telling them that Lazarus was sleeping, and they thought that he was going to do well because he was sleeping, but Jesus let them know that, you know, Lazarus, you know, he's dead. And so, so therefore, when they got there, Martha and Mary said at different times, he said, if Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. You know, there's so many things that come up, and you say, Lord, if you have been here, God, if you just have been here, this and that would not have happened. But they would say, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. And later, Jesus had them to show him where they had laid Lazarus. And Martha said, you know, she was thinking of mine, you know, it's 4 days, and she spoke it out, it's 4 days. He's in bed by now. He's stinking. Rigor mortis have already taken hold of him. Blood has stopped running. Mind is not activated. His mind is not there anymore. His brain is not functioning anymore. Limbs are not moving. Heart is not beating. Blood is not circulating. Respiratory system is not working. Lord, I mean, he stinks now. He stinks. But what Jesus said, show me where you laid him. That's all I'm saying. Show me where you laid him. And when Jesus came forth and he spoke to Lazarus, he told Lazarus, he wasn't thinking about what they were saying. See, a lot of times you go, and when you're in a situation, you can't think about what people are saying to you. Forget about what the people are saying. Forget about what the enemy is trying to whisper in your ear. Forget about what they're saying and what they're doing and how they're reacting. But you got to believe the word of God, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, because there is nothing too hard for God. And you know what? God calls this man Lazarus, who was dead 4 days, to come forth. I mean, God brought this man back to life. Everything that wasn't working before, life as it was, when it wasn't any life, God brought him back to life. And I thank God that because the people need to see miracles, they need to see the word of God being manifested, they need to see the power of God. And I want to tell you this morning that God, he is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. That this God that we serve, this living God that we serve, he is still able to do exceedingly abundantly. No matter what it is in our lives, no matter how the enemy is trying to stress you out, Jesus said, I am the way. You know, and the enemy tries to take you different directions, lead you down another pathway. But God will show you the pathway of righteousness. The word of God say, I am the way. When you try to detour and go another way in your way in God, there is no other way. I cannot express to you today, this morning, enough that don't listen to the voice of an enemy, a stranger. We are not going to listen. We're not going to listen to strange voices. We're going to know the voice of Christ, not the voice of a stranger. When a strange voice try to lead your way for God, that is not what you want to hear. But here in the word of God, God is confident his people. God is letting them know that I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and no man cometh unto the Father. No man. So don't worry. Don't worry. When you can put your trust in God. Yes, I know sometimes that you feel agitated. Sometimes you feel like you've been afflicted about things in life. But I want you to know that you are in the hands of the Most High God. When you have said yes to his will and yes to his way. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead, the word of God says that we shall be saved. Now, if you said these words, if you believe it, if you believe God, if you have given God your heart, and you believe the word of God, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When God called, knew it is what he was about to do and bring Lazarus back to life, nobody seen it. And they didn't even know what he was about to do. Mary and Martha did not know. They were just weeping because their brother was dead. But I'm telling you today, whatever you may be going through today, I want you to stand, God wants you to stand on the word of God and believe God's word. Remember, John 14:14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, that is why we pray in his name. That's why the enemy does not like the name of Jesus. They don't like the sound of Jesus. They don't want you to stand on this word in the name of Jesus. But as a believer, we have to proclaim his name like never before. We have to stand, because if we want things to change in our lives, if we want our family members to be saved, if we want situations in our lives to be changed, we're going to have to pray in the name of Jesus. I want you to know today, wherever you may be, God has brought a confident word to you today. he said, let not your heart be troubled. Yes, I know that even when he was talking to his disciples and he was letting them know, because he knew that would not be long before that he would give his life for the sins of this world. And he would give his life, and we know even in that, as we said before, that Judas was about to betray him. But we know that although that he gave his life, he did not stay dead. He did not stay dead. He is alive. He is alive forevermore. He is alive forevermore. And if we ask him to come into our lives, if we ask him to forgive us for our sins, I want you to know today that God will forgive you for your sins, he'll come into your heart, and he will save you. There are many of you out there today that need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Some of you are backsliders. Good news, God is there to the backslider. God wants you back. God wants, when a man loves his wife, and that wife may have strayed, or that husband may have strayed, and he really loves that husband, he really loves that wife, they would want that person back. And even though they have said that we have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that's why I said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, you and that whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. I want you to know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. I want you to know that Jesus is soon to come. He is soon to come back again. If you're not saved, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As the word tells us, again, I'm going to say it again. You say, Dr. McCoy, you said it one time, but I'm going to say it again. The word of God says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, that we shall be saved. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as we come before your people today, Father, we ask, Lord God, those that are in our radio audience, Lord, I pray even now, God, that you will forgive them for their sins. God, that you will come into their heart. God, that you will save them, that you will deliver them. God, that you will make them free through the word of God, that you will cleanse them of all unrighteousness. Lord, I pray even now, God, that they will live this life again. Lord, I pray, Father God, that even as they ask you to forgive them for their sins that come into their heart and to save them, Lord, I pray, God, even now that they, Lord God, will say yes to your will and yes to your way. And Father, as they saying it, as they believe it, God, I believe, God, that you have forgiven them for their sin, no matter what they have done in their life. They may have been a homemonger, fornicator, God, they may have been a liar. We would lie to God. Us, Lord God, we were in sin, and Lord, all of us were in sin, but God, you gave your life for us. Now, Father, I thank you for casting every sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. And Father, those that are going through, that have been troubled in their heart, that have been distressed and afflicted, Lord, I speak peace to the innermost parts of their soul, innermost parts of their spirit. Father God, touch them even now. Call them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to forever have peace that surpasses their understanding. Father, I ask the Lord to do it according to your word. God, your word say, ask and it shall speak and you shall find. Now, Lord, we stand on the word. We believe in your word even now. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Reverend Dr. Mary McCoy, the preacher of the hour. Please tune in on this coming Friday as the Word of God comes forth to to give you what you need, and we need more and more of Jesus. Until then, may the blessing of God be upon you.